Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode number 79. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Gentlemen, what's going on tonight?
Nothing too much.
How's it going?
It's going well. I missed last night. I missed you, or last week.
Not
well,
last and night, last, and night. Last night, too, right?
No, I didn't miss you guys last night, actually.
You dream about us?
All the time, Nate.
I can dream about you.
Great song.
I did it, I know.
If I can hold you down.
That's great.
And we've turned off our listeners.
And they're all gone.
No, I'm doing good. You guys doing all right?
I am. And good. I have to point out something. This is episode 79, yes?
That is.
That is my birth.
If I said it wrong,
No, you did. You said it right. It is my birth year.
Oh.
I just barely made the 70s, so.
You're 79?
I am not 79.
It's my, you're like a day over 80.
I'm from the 70s, oh. Just like you.
Oh,
I'm from the other part of the 70s. You're from the early 70s. I'm from the late 70s.
Luckily, I'm 71.
I made the last 6 months,
I'm not the,
yes.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah.
Or 5.5 months, I guess, if you're being technical.
You know what? I'm glad to know that, Sean.
I know. You're like, I
could have your contribution.
Could have lived my entire life without knowing that, but here we are at 79 is what I'm saying.
Ah, yes. Now, Nate's showing me what we were trying to figure out before the show started.
We said we weren't going to have our middle-aged moments.
Yeah. We had those plenty. Yeah.
I know.
Let's see, Wednesday. So we had Monday off.
Yes.
Did you guys have Monday off?
Yeah.
For Labor Day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything go all right? Long weekend?
We took a quick trip down to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge area.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And had a cabin. So in Dolly Parton's homeland or whatever you want to call
it. Yeah.
We did. We drove the equivalent of basically,
that place.
16 hours or so to be there for a day and a half, which sounds crazy, but we needed it.
It's not a bad drive.
It's not too bad, honestly. It was
6-7 hour drive.
I told Jenna the adventure would be good for the soul, so that's why.
Oh, I love Pigeon Forge.
We took Jude with us too. So
you did.
We had a nice time. It was beautiful. It really was.
Yeah, that's good. That's good country.
Mm-hmm.
That's good country. I want to go back. We haven't been in about 3 or 4 years. So.
We had good food. We went to the Titanic Museum. We'd never done that.
Did you? We
went to the Dolly Stampede, which I'd been to 20 years ago.
Oh gosh.
And I got the kids and Jenna to go, and they enjoyed it. It was nice and fun horse show.
Is it?
Yes. It's very fun.
I'm glad because you call it a stampede, so I'm glad.
It used to be the Dixie Stampede. You're not allowed to call it that anymore. It's the Dolly Stampede.
Okay.
So but it is. It's a lot of fun.
That must
have
changed recently because I think we were there about 4 years ago.
I think it was
the Dixie Stampede.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know? Yeah. Somewhere near COVID, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Basically, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, people don't like the word Dixie anymore.
Yeah. Well,
it's a cup.
Offensive. Yeah.
It is what it is. Anyway, glad you had a part.
It's a good show. It's a little pricey. That's why Jenna's always said no.
All those,
I said, you know what? It's a once in a lifetime thing. You don't ever have to do it again, but it's worth doing at least once in your lifetime. So it was fun.
Yeah.
And you get to eat with your hands. It's true.
That's good.
True story.
True story. 100, huh? Nate, you had a good weekend, long weekend? What'd you do?
We went down to Lake Cumberland.
Nice.
Where's that at?
Nice.
Kentucky.
Never heard of it.
I went by it on the way back.
Nice. Good. It's always good to get away. We didn't. We stayed home.
You know, he realized, Barkley Marathon. I watched a documentary on it. Fantastic, by the way. It was recommended by my boss. Yes, from the
Brushy
Mountain State Penitentiary that we talked about not too long ago.
I call it penitentiary.
Something fun like that. But you said that where you're at Lake Cumberland, it's actually not very far from that state penitentiary.
Well, and I'm probably an hour trip, maybe.
Right? Oh, so we need to make our way over there. It's pretty interesting. It's got that history. It's fascinating what we talked about. But it's when you look at that marathon and some more of the history, it's an interesting little area over there.
I'm not doing the marathon.
No.
Tell you that
I don't
right now.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not even sure.
I don't even like running on the treadmill.
There's a process to get into the whole thing. So it's something.
How many was like 15 people all these years?
Well, now it's been more, I guess, because that was actually made back in 2012. I didn't realize it was that old of a movie, but not very many people have actually finished it. And a lot of the finishers have been like duplicate people, like a person doing it a few different times. So it's not very many people, no.
Yeah, I'm out on that, but I'm definitely in for
it's
the
crazy.
Tour and the investigation.
About that, yep.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, Libby had a volleyball tournament in McCutcheon up north, and they won.
Nice.
So Amy and her got out of the way a little bit, but I stayed around, worked. You know, Monday was fun. We kind of just did a little bit.
What, you work?
I know. I never work.
That's your middle name, right?
I'm working right now.
It's not William like you tell us. It's actually
works
work.
My middle name.
W for work.
Yeah, right. No, it was. It was nice to have a 3-day weekend, and now we can look forward to, my wife's looking forward to the fall break. That's her, she'll get a week off. And
we are inching towards Halloween.
I know.
Spirit of Halloween, I heard you went.
It's the most wonderful time that's right. of the year. Yeah. Sorry, listeners. I didn't get to record last week, so I'm all
jazzed up.
All jazzed up. That's right. Got my jazz hands. They can't see my jazz.
Watch out with those jazz hands. Yeah.
Poke somebody's eye out.
And we are glad the listeners are joining us, and I hope they are having a good week so far. Before we get started.
Yes.
Okay. Before I know you're dying to do the announcements. Sean.
Dying is right.
Nate, why don't you tell our listeners our little milestone we reached that we are very proud of.
We just recently hit 100,000 total downloads.
Yes, we did.
Woot a woot.
A little over a week ago.
That's big awesome. Number.
Yeah, it for is. A little show of ours, right? Mm-hmm. What do you call it? The little train that
the little Sean engine that could and
little
did
engine, yeah,
and continues. Yeah, we're the
very proud
the Mako train, right?
Yeah,
I say the Mako train keeps rolling.
100,000 is wild, and I mean, I was monitoring the numbers. I'm like, come on, and I figured we were ahead of the game. We still were. Because at one time I was like, yeah, middle September, late September, and we hit it the last week of August. So, and we have the listeners to thank.
That's right.
Our creepies. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening and putting up with us, knuckleheads. So, it's a big deal for us.
It truly is a big deal.
Yeah. So,
never would have thunk it.
No. I if I would have thought 100 listeners or 100 downloads. Yeah.
50 of them were Sean.
That's right. Yeah.
We reached 100 downloads.
Well,
how many? I've listened 95 times.
Didn't we say we got Ella to listen to it like 900,000 times or something like that?
Yeah.
900,000. Wait, no, 90,000 times.
Yeah, I was like, wow,
I was like, wait a minute. We're shooting for
hold
a
on.
I'm sorry. I'm already to a million.
We're at 10 times. Yeah. So 100,000. Yeah. So it's a big deal.
She's banking the listens. That's what she's doing.
Yeah. It's a big deal for us. So thank you, listeners.
Absolutely.
For helping us reach that. So
my boss, I've got two bosses. So I have a grand boss and a boss. And my grand boss, basically, Keith. Shout out to Keith. And
hey, Keith.
He said, so he's been listening to our podcast.
They listen. Okay.
He was he liked the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying that.
And that's why he was the one that told me to watch the Barkley Marathon stuff. Fantastic. So he got my other boss, Bill, to listen to it, subjected him to it. And in front of Jenna, he said, hey, that's awesome that Sean and his buddies got 100,000 listens. That's amazing for podcasts, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, aren't you proud of him? She's like, yeah, I'm proud of him. You know, and he's like, well, you listen, don't you? And she's like, you know, not right. And he's like, oh my gosh, you got to at least listen. Like, this is a successful podcast. And my boss, Bill, he goes, he's like, yeah, they talk a lot. And he looked at it. Keith looked at him and said, it's a podcast.
That's
what do you want him to
kind
do?
Of a like, deal.
And he's like,
listen
I know,
in silence.
I just thought that was funny. But Jenna was telling me kind of the ins and outs of that conversation because they laughed about that they were teasing Jenna about not listening. But then she goes, well, you didn't hear about the other part of that conversation.
Well, you know, I'm a stat guy. And I'm gonna go out on a limb. Nate, correct me if I'm wrong. But if we don't talk, I don't think we're going to reach the numbers.
So it's just funny the way that
that's
he said
funny.
That.
No, that's pretty funny.
I really liked episode 3. It's really quiet.
I'm not trying to get a raise either, and I do appreciate both my bosses. They've been very, very good to me. It's I can't say enough good things about them.
Good.
But it's hilarious
funny.
That they had that conversation. Like they do talk a lot.
So my wife, she Amy the other day, she went a long time without listening. Now she's trying to catch up. I think she's working
episode
her way back.
Two.
Yeah. She's got
trying to
about 140 ago. No, she's actually got more than that, but the other day she said she texted me. I was upstairs. I think she got up early. It was a Saturday or whatever. I don't know. And she goes, oh, snuck that getting the Halloween decorations in a week early, didn't you? And I go, do what? I didn't know what she was talking about. I go,
that's funny.
What are you talking
you
about?
You did goes, do that, though.
She goes, I just listened to the latest, or you know, her latest episode. Uh-huh. She goes, and you said you were going to get the decorations in a week early. I go, oh yeah, I did. I was like, well,
see, I always complain about Jenna not.
Stopped. I didn't. I
complain about
it.
Jenna not listening.
I know. I'm like,
but
oh,
maybe
shoot.
I shouldn't complain. Yeah.
Can
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
That's funny. Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that was funny. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, and I was like, oh, yeah, you got me.
We should can make I go notes of things that we say.
I know. Oh, shoot, Nate.
Keep track.
This out.
Check that
take out
A,
that
right?
I went to get the decorations up early.
We need to edit that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. She goes, gotcha.
I'm like, yeah. I have to point out, can you guys tell that we haven't been together for a week? Like, we didn't get to all, it was just
well,
Nate and
I.
I
mean, you
can tell, like, we're all, like.
It got weird.
So excited. I made this. Weird. We all made this weird.
You guys did a great job. The Dragon Lord.
That's
was
what
awesome.
I'm looking for. I just need some compliments. That's what I need. Yeah. Come on, keep them coming. Yeah.
Hope you had some restful sleep.
I got to sleep early, man. I was like, this is awesome. Yeah, I did. It was much needed. So
he was
thank
listening
you.
To
thank
our,
you for carrying on.
He was listening to our podcast that put him to sleep.
Like, hey, welcome. Yeah. No, I held out until I heard that's a wrap. Then I was out.
Then you're out like a baby.
Now I can go sleep. That's yeah. Now you guys did a good job, thank and I know you. The listeners by the numbers is doing very well. So yeah, Nate, thanks for announcing our little milestone. And Sean,
my pleasure.
Your turn.
Oh gosh, is it my turn? I've been dying over here. Turn. All right, I've got the first part of the announcements. So always, we want to give the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline, because this is a mental health community. So the first number is 1-800-662-4357. And the Veterans Suicide and Bullying Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Another way to connect with someone who can help you or a loved one out, whether it be with suicide or other mental health crises, is to call or text 988, and you'll get the help that you or your loved one needs. You can also visit stopbullying.gov for another way to get help with bullying.
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 Yeah, yeah.
There
can we just all get along.
You go.
Yeah.
Of course
yeah.
we can.
Yeah. Stop bullying. Bullying. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you. Thank
we
you.
Know that the holiday season is coming up mm-hmm. with Halloween, but then after that's
the most wonderful time of the
that's
year.
That's right. And then you got Thanksgiving, and then leads into Christmas, and stressing is a big deal when around that time, and loneliness and depression. Yeah. So do what you need to do to take care of yourselves and one another, please.
That's right.
So anyway, and you know this podcast and our Facebook group and Instagram, it's becoming a real family.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think who said it the other day.
Who's the grandpappy then?
I'll be grandpappy.
You be grandpappy.
Grandpappy time.
Now, speaking of making this weird.
Yeah.
I just
somebody the other day said that they really appreciated it. I'm trying to think who said that. Oh, my coworker Amanda, when she dislocated her elbow, which was one of the grossest things I've ever seen. She appreciated the prayers and good thoughts.
It can be.
And she called it the family. I'm like, oh, I like hearing that, you know. So, yeah.
It's like Godfather type stuff, right?
Yeah. Shamrock O'Malley said the same thing. She said that she loved the family. So, yeah. And that's what we want. Oh. We want to hear that.
Get off my lawn.
Grandpappy. Yeah. All right. Don't you see that sign?
Someday we're
long-haired hippies.
Someday we're going to have ourselves a bona fide cult running around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's our cult status. How do we get that?
Where's the Kool-Aid?
Shave your head. Yeah. Ooh, aye. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Who thought we'd get to cult talk before episode 100?
The Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's either Kool-Aid man or Randy Savage.
Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got a few announcements, and then we're going to get into the fun stuff, right?
Yes.
Thanks, Sean, for that. Oh, I already did that.
There's no script.
No, I'm not. I was winging it. I was winging it that there was a script. Is that right? Nate, help me out.
The script says no script.
No, we have two podcasts we want to give a shout out to. This one, we became, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago connected with this podcast. I still do not know the host's name. I asked twice. They did not. They didn't tell me, so I didn't want to keep bugging them. But it's called Fandom Squad Podcast, and they has a lot of great interviews. They had Jerry and Tracy Pauly on there.
I've heard of them.
That. Yeah, I think they're all right.
Time or 12.
Yeah, Hillbilly something. Hillbilly, I don't know. Yeah, they had Jerry and Tracy, and then I've listened to probably 9 or 10 episodes, and he has a lot of great guests. He even had Mindy Cohen. Do you know that name?
I do know that name.
Who is that?
Yeah. You're going to put me on the spot. Dang it. I know the name, though.
She was on Facts of Life, played Natalie.
That's okay.
He had her on there.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That name is somewhere. That was good. In the
lead
archives.
Singer had the lead singer of Skillet, the Christian rock band, mm-hmm. heavy metal band. He was awesome on there.
No more trivia tonight.
Yeah. You failed.
My brain
you can't move
it.
Forward. Oh, no. So yeah, give Fandom Squad podcast a listen. He's got a lot of great guests and I think we're going to do a little collab. We might have him on the show and then we'll be on his show. So
you take the good, you take the bad. You take the something, and there you have the facts of life.
The facts of life.
Yeah. Good, bad, and ugly.
That's it.
Well, yeah.
We'll go with that, yeah.
And then the second one I want to mention again. We did a while back, but it's been a while. Weird Darkness podcast, Darren Marlar. Mm-hmm. He played our promo on his, and he's got a big – now, his show is a big show. We're a little show, but he's got a big podcast. But give him a listen. And Darren's a good guy, and he definitely has a lot of weird darkness stories on his podcast. And, you know, subscribe, rate, and review these podcasts and tell them your boys from Mako sent you. I'm just losing my mind here. Another announcement, we have a young lady that our buddy Micah Campbell has with his Anatolian Press, book company. This young lady's name is Scarlett Hoffman, and she writes books, children's books, and fantasy novels. So I told her that we would give her a shout-out on our podcast. Then we follow each other on Instagram.
I follow her on Instagram as well. So
yeah,
that was
she's
very
a sweetheart.
Cool.
So I told her, I said, yeah, we'll record. And then, you know, last week happened. And then, so now I'm like, okay, we'll record
it next
week.
We really are,
but you're still going to be on. Yeah, so anyway, I said, told her the podcast topic, so... she was so excited, but yeah. So
yeah, you can tell her like half an hour in, we mentioned you.
and I'm guessing what middle school?
16
she looks like
minutes.
Probably middle school.
She's young.
She's young, and she's
That's
writing
cool,
novels
though.
And
pretty amazing.
Children's books. Yeah. So
she's my hero.
Yeah. Okay. I knew you were gonna say that.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. So give Scarlett Hoffman follow her. She is Scarlett _ Hoffman _ books is how you can follow her on Instagram. Yeah.
You know how you knew I was gonna say that?
How?
Because we're brothers. All three of us.
Are we?
we know each other too well anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Am I the twice removed one?
You are. I was
well,
not going
to
say
Nate,
that
I didn't want to tell you.
Didn't want to make you feel awkward.
But, you know, and a lot of things I know you don't know what to do with your hands, but I didn't want to make you.
This is where that comes into play.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So give Scarlett a follow.
Okay.
And last but not least, certainly not least, right?
Never.
Everybody's favorite segment. It is time for Todd's dad joke of the show.
Drum roll, please. Right?
Yeah. Where's that?
Cymbals.
There you go.
Snare drum, whatever.
Hey-o. Okay. What do you call 26 letters that went for a swim? Alphabetical.
I thought it was alphabet soup.
Not bad. That's alphabetical.
Oh.
Hey, is this on?
It's not on.
Wow.
Turn it off. Turn that off.
It's so good, you're speechless.
Yeah, we'll go that route.
Alphabet soup, you say.
I'm doing my job. There you go. It's Todd's dad joke of the show. Alphabetical. It's
definitely a dad joke.
It doesn't
have to be good.
No.
This is episode 79. Is that what this is?
Episode 179.
Man.
Okay. There you go. That's my dad joke. All right, Sean, what do you got? You got something to tell the listeners?
I do. Something I have. Creepy? We were going to talk. You were mentioning about recording last week and how it didn't work out. We were going to talk about this story last week. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll give a little bit of background about this. A couple weeks ago, Todd had a picture of this like shadow figure in a robe looking thing with an elongated face behind this child that looked creeped out. And a guy I used to work with, a friend of mine, fellow OT, Brian, he said I could use his name. So Brian, shout out to you. He said he was fine with sharing the story as well. And it is creepy. And the thing with him was the first thing he said is, did Todd have something behind that, you know, picture? And I told him, I'm like, I don't think so. Not that I know of. I think it was just creepy. And yeah, I did verify with you. Nope, I just did it. He said, and I'm going to just try to go through kind of what he said here. He said, kind of random. He said, I used to have nightmares of one of these reoccurring dreams a lot. He put a lot. When he was a kid, he lived in this particular house for 10 years, he said. And he would have this dream. And he'd walk down into the
tell him where it's located.
The basement. It's off a railroad road and county line. What did you call it? What court did you? I mean, we're going to.
Well, I mean, like it's like what, south side of Indianapolis.
Yes, exactly. I guess we probably shouldn't tell it.
Yeah,
exactly
I'm just talking about
that. But anyway, it's in Indianapolis. Yes. Yeah. I hate to judge, but it's the house itself is very run down. I don't know about the area exactly. It sounds mm-hmm. like it could be. But he lived there when he was a kid for at least 10 years, that he would have this recurring dream. And he said he would walk down into the basement laundry room in their old house. And there was a shorter, younger girl wearing a hood, and she turned around and look at him and open that mouth really big, just like that picture, and scream at him, and then he'd wake up. And he said he probably had this dream at least weekly for quite a while. So I had told him, he sent me a picture of the house. It looks, as far as we can tell, and he even drove by it, he said, took another picture of it. It looks like it's deserted. There's a rundown pool in the back, according to Google Earth. And so we were talking about it, and I was like, we should investigate this place. And in his opinion, they should burn it down. but he sent a fairly, I asked him, I said, if you could just text some of the main points, that because he was telling me all kind of different things. Verbally on the phone, he said, might as well touch on all the reoccurring nightmare from the picture. He'd walk into the laundry room and it would turn and look at him, scream just like the picture. The house made younger girls and family members that he had over, like cousins and things like that, they would feel uncomfortable when they'd stay the night, to the point where some of them would leave. Lights and TVs would turn on and off. Cabinet drawers sounded like they were opening and closing. His dad had an experience where he came down the stairs in the middle of the night thinking that his brother was in the kitchen because he heard noises, but instead he saw a young girl in a dress floating over the kitchen island. He said his dad could see straight through her. And he just turned around, went back to bed, but he couldn't sleep the rest of the night. So just like, but he definitely remembers.
Why? What was the problem? Vivid.
Yeah, exactly. It's just sleep? Like one of those, I didn't see that kind of moments, but it just
turn
like,
the light off, go sins. Back to bed.
Yeah, it's like, what's the... am I dreaming? Yeah, am I watching a movie? Yeah, right? I couldn't either. It'd be worse than watching The Exorcist.
Ooh.
So he said there was a Hispanic family that bought the house afterwards, and they called a couple of years later, asked if they ever felt uncomfortable, threatened living there, and they also asked if the door used to be red, which when they had it, it was not. But Brian said that it had been red, and they painted it red, so he was like, he kind of weirded out that they would know something like that or mm-hmm. ask something like that. He said it was just, so the whole house had a very strange feel to it. And then, so I was telling him again that, he, like I said, he sent me a picture of it and when he drove by, and I told him we were going to record tonight, and he said, so check out this irony. He said he had been in a group text with his parents, and he said, he told them, we got to burn this house down. And he gave the where it's at. He said, I walked in there in his dream last night. So he'd been talking about it, thinking about it, of course. Yeah. So it's probably fresh in his mind. And it was, the house was abandoned and clearly haunted. He screamed real loud and woke up, similar to the ones he had with a hooded figure. And his dad pointed out, said, she's been following you, watching you. And then that's when he's like, we got to burn that place down.
Burn it down.
I told him, I said, let's investigate it. Then we'll bulldoze it. Then we'll burn it.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And then after he's talking to me, I'm like, let's just burn it down. You're right. Let's just burn it down.
We'll take care of him with us. Like,
this is not worth it. So, yeah. Yeah. So
that's a really good story, but creepy for the family.
It is. Yeah. And his whole thing was like, this is not something he talks to most people about or anybody about. It sounds like more like a family thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I just feel kind of weird about it. And like, this doesn't happen to many people. I told him, I'm like, we have had so many different stories coming at us and hurt, especially in our guest chats. We hear a lot of personal stories. Weird stuff happens to people a lot out there. People don't talk about it. So he was kind of relieved to hear us say that, or for me to say that about us in our podcast. And so I told him, he said he and his family will be listening to this. And I'm like, awesome. So we wanted to pay proper respect to this story and make
Absolutely.
Sure
yeah.
that we, I got all the details correct. And that
That's
just,
good.
Just that I'm, I really am happy that he shared this with us. And honestly, somebody else out there is going to say, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one. Cause I know I've had somebody else at work that he's not aware of. And I don't know if I got to tell him this, but there was a girl at work that had told me that she sees a shadow figure since she was a little girl. And it is an ominous figure, something that was like, almost, possessive of her. So it's
like
one
a
of
demonic
those, right. Type. And something that's not a good entity, but it's been with her since she was a kid. So those kind of things
to talk about that
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. So more and more people talk about this stuff, the more it really is a community of like, you're not alone.
Yeah.
If you don't talk about it, it never happened.
That's true. That is a school of thought. It's probably not the healthiest school
Thank
of thought.
Thank you, Nate. Wow. No, but yeah, it's...
These experiences are out there, though. I can definitely attest to that. Yeah.
What better place than middle-aged and creeped out? Yeah. So appreciate them being willing to do that.
Willing to share,
that.
Yeah.
And that's... I'm not kidding. That's a... It's a great story, but ooh, sorry that they went through that.
Yes, and we'll help you tear the house down. We would be happy to.
Oh, yeah. I can't fix anything or
give
repair
us a house,
it, but I can definitely
give us a
demolish.
House to wreck like Heckle and Jekyll, right?
Give me a sledgehammer on in.
I can't imagine having night terrors.
Yeah.
It just... I
had
never,
them as a kid.
I never
I don't not
it.
Seeing something like
no,
that.
No, I had scary dreams, but I never had like reoccurring night
either.
Terrors.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Both our kids did.
Not to that extent of what he's talking
right.
about, but I had some scary dreams and stuff that would happen.
Well, and his dad seeing that girl and see right
something
through her.
Something not right, yeah. I bet they were on an Indian burial ground. That's what I'm going to guess.
I mean, I'm not saying all
interdimensional
moms and dads, but, you know, parents are the ones, they're usually not buying into it or they don't want to admit it because if they do, then, they got to be the strong and the ones that said, oh, no, you're just, whatever, go back to sleep. You're not seeing anything. It's for them to admit and say, I did see something walking
like
down
some
the basement stairs.
Poltergeist type stuff going
on
there.
No kidding. Yeah. So I'm glad the family is okay. And it's very nice for them to share.
It would be interesting to see all the different families that have gone through there too, and to see what their kind of stories are. You know, at least they had
You said the Hispanic couple. They asked, what was it? 2 years after they moved in?
Yeah, it's not like a couple years after.
So it's 2 years. I wonder if they didn't have they anything at first, and all of a sudden, two years, like
just
wait
wondered,
or if they just kept putting it away, or no, we're not seeing it.
Exactly.
They weren't talking
happening.
About
and then
it.
Then
finally, so it wasn't happening.
Right, like
as Nate
Nate's
says,
original hypothesis.
right. Okay. Well, there you go, creepies out there. If you don't talk about it, it's not.
It
happening.
Just doesn't happen.
Well, no, but thank you for reading that, and then and for them listening.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't take my advice. I'm not.
Yeah. Don't,
licensed.
Yeah. Whatever
or
you
anything.
Do, don't listen to Nate.
Don't listen to Nate Lout.
He's not a licensed paranormal.
The opinions and
he is the flashlight guy though, and the sound.
Flashlight guy.
The award-winning sound engineer.
Nate's the guy, like when the street corner, when he opened up the coat and there's like all these watches and jewelry, he opens his coat up and it's, 15 flashlights. Pick one, anyone. What you got? What do you want? A red one? You want a big one, small one? Yeah. So, all right. What are we going to talk about, Sean?
We are going to talk about something that's Todd's pick, and it is Myrtle's Plantation. Not Myrtle the Turtle, not Myrtle Beach. But Myrtle's Plantation, and it's in...
Not your Aunt Myrtle.
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Right? Louisiana.
Plantation country.
Oh, yeah. And country. Why don't you give the listeners a little background?
I will do that. The Myrtle's Plantation is a historic home and former antebellum plantation in St. Francisville, Louisiana, United States, because I always have to say the United States, built in 1796. Wow.
That's a long time ago.
Long time ago. By General David Bradford.
Yes.
That's all I got.
That's all you got. Okay.
That's all I got.
Thanks for listening, Creepies. Right, yeah. Episode 7. No. it's an old place.
It charms visitors with rocking chairs.
Like the rock.
A cast iron porch and a cozy French furnishing.
Creole cottage.
And it's B&B.
It's the
it is a
equivalent of like a Cracker Barrel.
Right? It is right. Yeah, it's got checkerboards.
right.
The fireplace.
My mom, 4 years ago, tripped on one of those rocking chairs and broke her hip.
I remember you telling about that. Yeah.
And I was at the Hillbilly Horror Stories live event.
That's
and my cousin
was
like,
saying
yep,
that.
She made it. We're going to Cracker Barrel. Okay. Oh, hour gosh. Later. Hey, she broke her hip. She's okay.
But hope it was worth it, right?
Yeah. So, but yeah, this Myrtle's Plantation has a long history. Beautiful place. They've kept it up, and it has a restaurant in the back. So, and they said it's a very good restaurant.
Mm. Beds in the front, food in the back.
Yep, there you go. Like party in front, or what is it? Business in front, party in
party
the back.
In the back. You got it.
Yeah. So, what was it? 1795.
1796.
96. So one of the oldest. Yeah. This place I heard probably. Do you guys remember? I think it was on ABC. It was on Friday or Saturday nights. It was, maybe an hour and a half. I don't remember the name of it, but they had the families would visit these places, and they'd give them, like, the cameras that you can see what they're seeing, and they'd have, flashlights, and they would split them up. So, like, mom and dad might be in this area, and then the kids would go on, and they had microphones, and they would communicate with each other. I think it was, like, 2000, 2001. Anyway, that's when they went to Myrtle's Plantation. and were investigating. It was a pretty cool. They always had families, and they would give them the tour. They tell them the history, and they're like, okay, there you go, have at it. And so for like an hour, 2 or 3 hours, they'd be, no lights on whatsoever. So every family member was on their own, whether it was inside or out. And this is one of the locations. And so I've known about Myrtle's Plantation for a while.
I have not. This is like my first time hearing it. And it's funny because I've heard so many places like, oh, it's the most haunted. It's the most haunted this and that and whatever. And we hear a lot of haunted houses. But this is seen as not just one of the oldest houses in the country, but one of the most haunted and oldest houses. Wow, I got that mixed up. One of the most haunted and oldest houses in the country. There you go. I got it right that time. But after looking at the pictures, watching the videos, doing the research, I think it legitimately could be. I would, and definitely, I'm going to answer that question early. I would definitely want to check this place out.
Oh, yeah. I would too.
And spend the night.
Beautiful grounds.
There will be sleeping done, maybe.
Well, and they named it, like I said, it wasn't originally the Myrtles. They just named it because of the Myrtles, was it plants or bushes around on the ground. So, yeah. So this place goes back, has a lot of Civil War history, a lot of death, a lot of tragedy.
Yes.
Not a fun number of years that this place, it's had its fair share of negativity for lots of things that have happened. One of them, so it said, it goes, like I said, it goes back to the Civil War days. A lot of soldiers, they said during the Civil War, that the place was ransacked by Union soldiers, and legend claims that there were three of them killed in the house. Supposedly, there was a blood stain in a doorway roughly the size of a human body that will not come clean. Other legends say that the cleaners have been unable to push their mop or broom into that space. So as a commercial cleaning company owner... That would freak me out. Won't come out. And then if you're not able to actually get your stuff in the space, that's a little disturbing.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't think I'd keep that client. I'm sorry. I'm out. I don't do residential, but still. So that's a little creepy. But yeah, it's got a lot of history, a lot of death, a lot of murders,
I think it's interesting. It's so ornate in its design. And obviously it's very old. But it's just interesting how much... just looking at it and with the pictures, it is so, it's interesting. You feel like you're stepping back in time when you're looking at some of the stuff. I was thinking that it says the interior, the Myrtles has 22 rooms spread over 2 floors and has spacious entryway hallways. There's a lot of French, influences, obviously, in the architecture and a lot of the work and the chandeliers.
Especially being in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, which is not surprising, right? They said the largest, there's large bedrooms, the Judge Clark Woodruff suite. It's one of the main rooms that, it is the only main room that is accessed by the main staircase in the entry hallway, which is very ornate as well. The grounds, are centered on a large pond that features a small island centered with a gazebo accessed by a bridge. To the rear of the main house is the oldest structure on the grounds. Now known as the General Store, this was where General Bradford lived while the main house was being built. Currently is used as a gift shop, laundry facility, plantation offices, and guest breakfast spot. To the south is another structure that houses a restaurant. The two ancillary buildings are connected to the main house by a 5,000 square foot old brick courtyard. Scattered elsewhere on the grounds are modern wooden cottages available to guests. Then there's what I've found out is a more famous statue. And just all of those things put together just makes it a huge creep factor, which, of course we love.
Yeah, I would love to go see this place. I mean, just the grounds itself. I watched a number of videos, they're covering the same, obviously the same place, but just looking at the little pond and you got the porch and the restaurant. I mean, the grounds are huge. It's just a big plantation. It looks beautiful. It'd just be awesome just to walk outside. Let alone then go inside for the haunting.
It really is. It's breathtaking, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was originally built when it was built in 1796 by General Bradford. It was 600 acres named Laurel Grove.
Right.
Bradford lived there alone for several years until President John Adams pardoned him from his role in the Pennsylvania Whiskey Rebellion in 1799. So it goes all the way back to the Whiskey Rebellion, which is an interesting part of its history.
Right. Which George Washington... is the one that sent these guys,
uh-huh.
or sorry, sent soldiers after these guys, and so he left his family at the plantation, so he went into hiding, and then when he got pardoned by mm-hmm. Adams, then he decided to come back when it was okay.
And he moved his wife and five children from the to the plantation from Pennsylvania. Yep.
Yep. But that was a big deal. And I had never heard of that. Had you ever heard of the Whiskey Rebellion?
I remember it from history class. That's about, I mean, I don't remember it as being
until I started doing this.
It's
story.
A great name though.
Did right? you know about that?
Nate name? And I would have been part of the Whiskey Rebellion.
Whiskey Rebellion.
we should have Whiskey Rebellion part two.
Yeah.
2022 style.
Yeah. Now see, I was part of the tea.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Yeah. The Sweet Tea Rebellion.
The tea party. Yeah. The Boston Tea Party, right?
That's right. If I learned about in school, I either skipped that day or I don't remember because I had no idea about the Whiskey Rebellion. And I thought that was more fascinating than a lot of the stories we talk about.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, so John Adams gave Bradford the pardon, and he was able to go back home. And yeah, that's which is good. But no, I guess that was a serious deal, though. Like, that was a big deal back then, going after these guys, and Washington wasn't messing around, you know, but. Whatever.
Yeah, it talks about how his wife and children kind of kept up the property, and then when it was, it was eventually left to when Elizabeth Bradford died, Clark Woodruff and his surviving daughter Mary Octavia moved to Covington, Louisiana, and left a caretaker to manage the plantation. And they 1834 Woodruff sold the plantation, the land, and its slaves to Ruffin Gray Sterling. Sterling and his wife undertook an extensive remodeling of the house, nearly doubling the size of the former building. So that's where it became as gargantuan as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that's when it was changed to the name the Myrtles.
Right.
So, because of, like you said, the creep myrtles or whatever, crepe or however you say that, that grew in the vicinity.
Yeah. And I thought, I remember the story from whatever, the TV show about 20 years ago. I thought when I saw it advertised, I thought it was like the Myrtles was the last name, you know, like the Laux plantation, you know, where the Laux, yeah. But no, I had no idea that it was actually the growth of... Mm-hmm. You know, of myrtles.
I think that's interesting.
So, lots of legends and good ghost stories. Now, this was on Unsolved Mysteries in 2001.
Yes.
And they said if they filmed a segment about the alleged hauntings at the plantation. And according to the host, our beloved Robert Stack, and the production crew experienced technical difficulties during the production of the segment. It was also featured on a 2005 episode of Ghost Hunters. And for the life of me, like I said, I cannot remember that show that was on, but it was like something fear, not Fear Factor, but like something fear or whatever. And it was awesome. They went to all kinds of places. And
I don't remember that.
In the U.S. and even like, I think they went to the, you know, like England, you know, London and mm-hmm. stuff like that. It was cool. They had these families and
heck yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, adult children. And then like they'd split them up and they're on their own and it's black. Yeah.
It was also on Ghost Adventures and Most Terrifying Places in America, which I thought was interesting. So
terrifying. I think that might've been it.
Yeah.
So there you go. But the most famous legend we can all discuss it, mm-hmm. Would be Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
The
ghost child.
Yeah. Well, so Chloe was,
it wasn't Miss Chloe.
Huh? No, wasn't.
We've mentioned her before.
Yeah, Miss Chloe went on. She went on with Alice. She
did.
She didn't see that coming. So one of the probably the most famous legend of Myrtle's Plantation is the legend of Chloe. She was reportedly a slave owned by Clark and Sarah Woodruff. According to one story, Clark Woodruff had pressured or forced Chloe into being his mistress. From what I understand, this guy was a creep. He was using all, you know, cheating on his wife with mm-hmm. a lot of the slaves.
He's
and
a
I know they
judge too, wasn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And a lot of those guys did that back then. And so he, I'm sorry, clear my voice. So other versions said the legend has Chloe listening in at keyholes to learn news of Clark Woodruff's business dealings or for other purposes. After they caught Chloe, basically eavesdropping, they cut off one of her ears. Mm-hmm. And then so from that point, to cover her disfigurement, she wore the turban.
Yeah.
You know. So then it gets a little bit, I don't know if creepy would be the word, but a little more, what's the word?
Morose.
Morose.
You like that?
Wow. Pull that one out of the
thin air.
So Chloe supposedly was to get on the good side of Woodruff Clark, she baked a cake for one of the two daughters containing extract of boiled and reduced, oleander leaves, which are extremely poisonous. Mm-hmm. Says the reason she did that was to get, you know, work back inside the house because she was kind of, from what I understood, she actually had her own quarters treated great, but then doing the eavesdropping thing, got her ear cut off. They kind of, you know, abused her and, you know, kind of treated her poorly.
What I've read too is Woodruff began an affair with another girl, so she feared that she would be banned from the house.
Yeah, right.
Tisk.
And so replaced, basically.
Yeah, replaced, exactly, right. Put out in the fields with other
slaves. Yes, to pick, right, because she had it, kind of had it made.
Yeah.
Made. Not M-A-I-D, but...
yeah, right.
Working inside. Playing words there. You're put outside a little bit more.
Yeah, she didn't want to lose that.
Right. Had a little perks, I guess. She had some perks that she had.
Yeah, she thought if she made this cake and made his daughter sick,
but then
she could nurse him back to health and
get back into good graces.
Yeah, keep her
her
spot in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and
what
so,
a tangled web we weave, right?
And it didn't go as well as she planned.
No.
Nah.
Backfire.
Yeah. It was really bad. Said that, the legends usually claim that Sarah and her two daughters were poisoned, but Mary Octavia survived well into adulthood. Finally, Sarah, James, and Cornelia Woodruff were not killed by poisoning, but instead succumbed to yellow fever. She did not have the chance to nurse them to health because they had died. And she was only, I guess she had like doubled or tripled, whatever the amount she was supposed to put in there. Put way too much and killed him.
Yep.
Didn't work out for Chloe.
And Chloe's fellow slaves, they didn't want to be accused of murder by association.
Told on her.
Well, they
wonder what it was.
They dragged her from her bed night, hanged her, and threw her body in the river.
Yes. Yikes. That's right. I'm way off on my I didn't even have my notes. That's right. They wanted to kind of stay in the good graces, so they took it upon themselves to get her and that's right. So now poor Chloe is seen on the grounds of Myrtle's plantation. Yeah. And there, did you guys look at the famous picture of her with the turban in the like the courtyard or wherever?
It is. That's the thing is this place has tons of pictures. I don't have information. You can go ahead. But I just have tons of pictures and those are some of the most famous of them. Yes.
So one of the owners previous in 1993, for insurance purposes, the insurance company wanted her to submit pictures of the plantation, right? Took pictures, sent it on, and she got a letter back or a call back, whatever. They said, hey, you're supposed to take pictures without people around. And she's like, I did. And they're like, well, who's the, there's a person in the, you know, that we see on the grounds. And she's like, there was nobody there. And it's a picture of supposedly Chloe and it's a real distinct picture.
Yes.
You know, and it's got, and you can tell she's got the turban on her head. And she's like, I promise.
Gives you the chills.
I know. And
she's
like, I promise there was nobody there when I originally took the picture, and I had no idea when I sent it off. So anyway, they took it to some analysts, you know, to kind of verify it and evaluate. And they said it doesn't look fake. It's the real deal.
That's what the pictures, the amount of pictures are amazing. The people that went, I watched so many different groups that went in there. They talked about how they don't want any video taken and flash photography. And
very serious about that.
They're very strict. But so many people said, if you go to this place, you're going to have an experience.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to see figures and orbs and sounds and have feelings and touches and all this kind of stuff. And there are some ominous things there. This is interesting because it says the plantation house is rumored to be on the top of the ancient Tunica Indian burial ground. A big shocker, right? It is currently,
I didn't see that coming.
Like we said, currently a bed and breakfast and offers historical and mystery tours. Touted as one of America's most haunted homes, the plantation is supposedly the home of at least 12 ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
It is often reported that 10 murders occurred in the house, but historical records only indicate the murder of William Winter. William Drew Winter is also that popular character in the plantation. He is an attorney who lived in the plantation from 1865 until 1871. Shot by a stranger. After being shot, he staggered inside the house and died trying to climb the stairs. He died on the 17th step of the stairs. To the present day, visitors as well as employees in the hotel still hear his dying footsteps. That is creepy.
I've read that they hear children laughing and
playing. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it said an alternate version of that story, Sean, that you were talking about was that he actually did manage to crawl up. Let me just read it word for word because I'm going to botch it. It says, alternate versions of this murder claim that he managed to crawl up the stairs and actually collapsed in his wife's arms still on the 17th step. Uh-huh. Says, however, this version of the story is contested. Either way, it's a good story. Either way it goes, right? Yeah.
Good story.
Rich story. That's a great, too bad for him, right? What did you guys, oh my gosh. Do you guys have any other stories while I'm trying to pull up notes here?
The plantation went to be used as a film set for the movie The Long Hot Summer.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard about that.
These visitors were not safe from having their own paranormal encounters. While filming, the cast and crew members reported witnessing furniture moving around the home all on its own. They could not find nothing to explain this activity.
Hmm.
They said there's a mirror located in the house supposedly holds the spirits of Sarah Woodruff and two of her children. They also, I believe this is also the mirror that you can't wipe the fingerprints off of. According to custom, mirrors are covered after death, but legend says that after the poisoning of the Woodruffs, this particular mirror was overlooked. The uncovered mirror reportedly trapped the spirits of Sarah and her children, who are occasionally seen or leave handprints in the mirror that don't go away.
No.
The plantation is also reportedly haunted by a young girl who died in 1868. Despite being treated by a local voodoo practitioner, she supposedly appears in the room in which she died and has been reported to practice voodoo on people sleeping in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Also creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very creepy. So about that, you were talking about the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching one of the videos, and it said one of the cleaners or whoever, the maids, I guess, housekeeper, she had was cleaning the rooms and went to that particular mirror, wiping it clean. She's the only one in the house at that time. I think the owner, the current owner, was outside. And so when she went on to move move to the next room or do whatever, when she she walked back in and then the handprints showed right back up.
That's so wild.
It's like one of those, and she's like, I know I wiped it. There's no doubt. And trying to tell the owner, and she's like, yeah, I don't think that's going to work. It is what it is. That's freaky. Again, as a commercial cleaner, we want to wipe mirrors clean. We don't want handprints coming back, right? A little disturbing, but I don't know if I'd stay though either. I might.
I think we should.
Although I wouldn't.
The three of us could, right?
I'm out on this mirror though. Right?
I'd like to just see it.
What if we take Aaron with us? Would that make us feel better?
Let's take Aaron, Christine, all of our
buddies.
And the experts, investigators that we know. Let's take them
because it makes us feel better. Yeah. Come with us.
Yeah. This has a lot. That's why I love this place because it's got a lot of real history and a lot of creepy.
It's old.
It is old. 1796 is old. Even older than me, right? You guys have any other stories?
I don't think so. A lot of the stories keep revolving around the same basic ones that we've been telling. But like I said, it is, they say that there's just such a strong activity there. But I heard other people talk about it with such a reverence. People work there all the time. And just like other places that we've talked about, they continue to work there and they have a love for the place and they kind of accept that history meets the paranormal meets the nostalgic with all that wrapped together. It just makes it very enduring for the people that work there.
Right.
And I'm sure there are other people that just, quit running out the door and never come back. But you have to have, this place holds a special place in, for a lot of people that have either, lived there and died there. And then obviously that work there to this day. So yeah. It does. The history alone is pretty, it's pretty amazing, really.
Guests have reported hearing footsteps on the stairs, the sounds of children playing, and a grand piano that inexplicitly repeats the same haunting chord over and over again.
Maybe that's what Rachel heard.
Until someone enters the room.
What was that?
Until they enter the room. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got you.
It's the soundtrack of their life. Story of my life.
So the scariest room of all these rooms they have at the plantation, 28 room Myrtle's Plantation. Okay, so it says it is none other than the creepy Fannie Williams room or they call it the doll room. Of course, it's got to be doll. Yeah.
Got to have a doll room.
Says the room is named after Fanny Lintott Harrelson Williams. Mm-hmm. She is the second wife of Harrison Milton Williams, a Confederate cavalry courier who purchased the house in 1891. It says, located on the room's mantle, and I'm looking at a picture, are a set of porcelain dolls that supposedly contain the spirits of the former owners of the Myrtles Plantation. Visitors who stay in the room reported being awakened by laughter of children, shaking beds, and ceramic dolls being tossed across the room. So there you go.
Hmm.
The Fannie Williams room. Watch out.
So you might get accosted, is what you're saying.
You might. You might get a porcelain doll
shoved up in your face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Son of a monkey's uncle.
Son of a porcelain doll. Yeah. And what is interesting, it's changed. I mean, I know it's old, but been a lot of owners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, over 200 years old, you figure that. But still, it's like, wow, there's, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Would you stay in the Fannie Williams room?
Oh, man.
Knowing there could be some.
I don't know that I would sleep.
No sleeping.
I think I might investigate there, but I don't think there'll be any sleeping done.
No?
I'd have to say probably no.
Mm. I think I would.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
You think you'd get the best night's sleep of your life?
I would like that. I mean, I don't know.
Or you'd have
sleep
paralysis, one or the other, right?
Or I could have a, have a porcelain doll thrown at my head.
Vibrating bed.
Ooh, now, see, I'm not kidding.
That feels good.
It'd be like
Ghostbusters.
Vacation.
Oh, yeah, right. That's funny. Now,
hey, honey, trying to pour the drink.
That's actually pretty funny.
Takes a quarter. The shaking bed thing's got me. I might be able to handle the laughter.
How you took that back to vacation, that's hilarious, actually.
It's how my mind works, Sean. I can't remember anything, but I can remember a movie 35 years ago.
Chevy Chase, baby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know about the shaking bed, though. That's too exorcist-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
If you didn't put a quarter in it, you don't want it to shake.
And what if it starts levitating? That's a whole time out.
Yeah, nope.
I want to be moved.
I'm out, too.
Yeah, so what do we think? You know, it's got the Civil War history, it's got all these owners, it's got the slaves, it's got the tragedy, the death. What was it? Remind me, 10 deaths or 12? No, 12 ghosts. I think 12
ghosts.
10 deaths. 10
supposed people that died,
and that's
but
a lot
only
of death,
one actually recorded.
Right. Yeah. That's a lot of deaths.
Verified, let's
right.
call it.
And then Chloe, that whole situation, that's awful. That mm-hmm. they. I mean, you get hung by your soul. I mean, they're just trying to save themselves, but that's brutal. And she was young. She was a young girl.
Right.
Not that it'd be fine if she was like 45, but
and the fact that the Civil War history, then the guy, mm-hmm. the soldiers dying, and the mm-hmm. it was ransacked. It sounded like, and all that kind of stuff. And it went through a whole deal with the Civil War, and through there's a whole branch of history there too.
And then you got, of course, the Indian
burial ground.
Oh, yeah, great. You
why
know
not?
Yeah, why not? Do we have a lady in white? I don't think
what
there's a lady in white.
What supersedes
right?
the Indian burial ground? Not much
well,
around here.
Chloe wears a white apron.
Does she wear a white apron? Okay. Yeah. With a green, I think a green.
We can check that box. Yeah. I think we can check that box.
I'm in, though. I'm definitely
oh,
in
I'm
the
all
Myrtles
in.
Plantation.
It's not that far.
You know, they said, one guy said it.
Hop, skip, and a jump from here.
You're right. Yeah. That's
not Mako hard. Jet.
Mako Jet.
Mako Jet time, baby. Yep.
I'm having it made as we speak. I showed you the Mako bus, didn't I?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Go get you some.
Yeah, I'll have to post that.
So I showed that to Rachel.
For
sure. She's like,
what?
What? I was like, it's Todd saying it's the Mako bus. You know, yeah. He's buying a bus?
And
oh, no.
We have a jet and a bus and a pool
we
and
joke
a mansion
about
and a dungeon
it.
And
it's
a
somewhere
tower.
He should have kept it going. Oh, yeah. He's having it fabricated right now. One of the places he works. Yeah. That's going to be really, really cool, by the way. Can't wait to see that finished.
Mako Studio.
Mako
Films.
Oh,
and Mako
Limousine and Tank.
Mako Bands. Oh, my gosh. We got everything. Yep.
Mako Makos. Or no, whatever.
Muffins?
Mako.
Mako Made for TV series.
Would you like some Mako Muffins?
We're big dreamers. That's what we need to tell Rachel.
You think? So one of the... So real quick. So
Imagineers,
one of the,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the investigators, he had been there before, and they said absolutely no video. Mm-hmm. And then they're like...
Like you said, they're strict, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, they're not playing around. And then they went back the second time, and he was like, hey, do you think I would be able to take some video? And they're like, yeah, like you can take pictures but like don't use the flash. They don't want the flash used. So they were kind of like, okay. And he was like, cool. So, yeah, that's why he did.
He took him up on it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he jumped. He's like, because a lot of places, you know, most of them don't care, but this place is pretty strict. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm wondering though, what would be the,
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
It's been on shows. It's been on.
Unless they just don't want it to, like if they have guests there as a bed and breakfast.
They did have a video. That's a good point.
They don't want you taking pictures of them without
their
permission.
The guy made note.
Yeah.
The guy made note of saying,
yeah,
but I tried
irritating them with
putting them on film or, yeah.
Outside, he was allowed to take video, and he did say, I tried to make sure that it was hard to video because I couldn't do a lot without
a lot of people.
Seeing other people there or getting on film, and that they did not want that. That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Very, very true. Yeah. Yeah, I guess, because, I mean, a lot of people don't want to. I'd be all about, like, hey, here we go. I'd have my Mako shirt on.
Right.
My new hat. You know. Whooping and hollering. Who's this guy?
Yeah. Hooting and hollering.
Yeah. Creepy place.
Arm around Chloe.
Yeah. Hey, Chloe. Hey, Chloe.
Get a little closer with Chloe.
Yeah. I hate hearing that, by the way. You know,
yeah.
These creepy guys back then were slave owners, and they're abusing them. And
yeah.
Yeah. That's not
they
good.
They used them as meat.
They did. Yeah, I mean, they
weren't people to them.
No, gosh, no. Yeah.
Meat machines and yeah, exactly right.
Yeah,
lower than animals. I know that's not okay.
Nope. Anything else you guys want to tell our creepies about the Myrtle's Plantation?
I don't think so. I'm all myrtled out. not the beach, not the turtle.
No. Yeah, put it on our list, Sean.
I will. It's on the list already.
You have it? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Carved in.
I wonder how many is on our list, by the way.
A lot. A whole lot. A ton.
What's it? Say, yeah.
In French, it's a chaton.
A chaton.
I have to use that joke every once in a while. It's required.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm under.
It's in his clause.
In my clause, yeah. My contract, yep.
I don't see it in here. I have the clause
Santa
in my notes.
Clause.
Yeah, you're right.
sorry.
Is that the, yeah, and it's in real fine print.
It
and goes
is,
around
yeah.
the, yeah, I get you. So there we go. I hope the creepies enjoyed that story on Myrtle's Plantation. And from there, Sean... You have what?
I have a middle-aged moment, and I know, gosh, we spent a lot of good time on this episode, and this one, I'm going to try not to take too long on this, but I do want to give it some the respect it needs and deserves. I've told you guys this, but I haven't gotten to say this on a recording yet. A couple weeks ago, a good friend of mine, a girl I work with, Julie, and her husband, Mark. I've worked with Julie for 14 years, just recently stopped working with her, but she's still a good friend of mine. Her husband I've known for years. Our kids went our two oldest went to Greenwood Christian Church and went to that preschool with where Mark worked. He was affectionately known as the lunch lady. They call him Mr. Mark. He's very intimidating presence because he's a big guy, but they loved him. Kids loved him, absolutely loved him. But he passed away a couple Sundays ago. And so the first thing I wanted to say was our hearts and our prayers and our thoughts out to Julie and the soul of Mark and their two girls, Abby and Katie. And it's hard not to get emotional, but I want to just express to them my deepest sorrows and our deepest sorrows.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Julie's actually coming on the show at some point, and I was just going to text her and say, hey, you just let us know the next couple weeks or months or whatever, this happened. And I was like, oh my gosh. So she will be with us at some point. We're looking forward to that.
Let her get her bearings.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
That's horrible.
So it really is. I mean, he's around our age. I mean, he's not very old.
Yeah, you say he's 40.
I don't know. I want to say 46, but I'm not sure if that's right. They're only a little bit older than I am. So, and I'm quite young. So, but my,
that's a good,
but we want, I know it is. I'm trying not to get too emotional about this, but they, so they were very special to me, and they're special to this podcast. So I wanted to impart the middle-aged moment to them and definitely to Mark. God bless his soul, truly. The first thing is his name is Mark Twain. His middle name is Twain. So that's one of his favorite people is Mark Twain. So I had asked Julie, I said, how can I best remember him and give honor to him in this middle-aged moment? And she gave me a couple of suggestions. One of them is Mark Twain. So Mark Twain, some of Mark Twain quotes quickly. Suppose you're an idiot and suppose you are a member of Congress, but I repeat myself. A person who won't read has no advantage over one who can't read. If it is your job to, this is the one that we talked about this one before. And we're like, what does this mean? If it's your job to eat a frog, it's best to do it first thing in the morning. And if it's your job to eat two frogs, it's best to eat the biggest one first. So somewhere in there is a life lesson.
Yeah.
that made sense back in Mark Twain. Yeah. Don't eat the frogs, right? Yeah. Age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it does, or if you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I love that.
That's my quote.
Yeah. All you need in this life is ignorance. I see. All you need in this life is ignorance and confidence, and then success is sure. Mm. Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect. The secret of getting ahead is getting started. It is not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. I love that one. Mm-hmm. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. And the last one is, it's better to keep your mouth closed and let people think you are a fool than to open it and remove all doubt.
Yep.
So that is one way I want to remember Mark, is through those beautiful quotes. The other thing is one of his favorite bands, or is his favorite band, was Rush. And one of the songs that hit me, I told Julie, I said immediately I was thinking Closer to the Heart. So the words of Closer to the Heart definitely hit close to the heart on this whole matter. So it says, and the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart. The blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forged their creativity closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Philosophers and plowmen, each must know his part to sow a new mentality closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. You can be the captain and I will draw the chart, sailing into destiny closer to the heart, closer to the heart, closer to the heart. So, and that keeps going on. I told Julie, said, you know, I never really cared for Rush, but she said as soon, and I told her, I said, one of the things you can do is kind of listen to your loved ones, for, listen to them in the music. And she started listening to it. And I actually started listening to Rush too. And it speaks to you. Like when you really have the emotions of that person and you're carrying them with you, it's a lot. Sometimes we just need those life messages through the music. And so that song, like I said, just immediately popped out at me. So,
yeah.
Again, I just want to pay my respects and reverence to Julie, Mark, Abby, and, Katie. And it's just, like I said, with a heavy heart, I say this, but I told her, I go, I want to put him in the middle age moment because he will forever be remembered in this podcast.
Absolutely.
On episode 79.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Well,
I'm
sorry
honored
to hear what
for
happened. Yeah,
I am, and
yeah.
I'm honored for him to be part of it, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm that's cool. That's very cool. So, hope we. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love to the family. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's those quotes. I'm like, I you read.
I love Mark Twain.
Most of
too.
Those,
I'm a big Mark Twain fan. So
the last one's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Just, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I try to do
Jenna,
that.
Jenna, when I first started dating her and I moved into the house with her within a few months, she had that on her refrigerator, and I remember that very clearly.
She probably bought it just for you.
No, she bought it just for me, just actually. Yeah. How did you know? I wasn't going to tell him myself.
All right, Sean. Well, what else we got?
Second part in the announcements. We want you to follow us on all our social media, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Listen to these Tuesday Tear videos that we put out. We continue to consistently put them out on what Tuesdays, right?
Tuesday.
We're enjoying those.
Is it right?
It's our way to connect, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tuesdays.
You guys keep saying Thursday, but it's Tuesday.
It's definitely Tuesdays. Like Taco Tuesday, right? Taco Tuesday
it's
Tear.
Taco Thursday.
Right?
Taco.
Taco Thursday.
No, seriously.
Okay. I was making it so well through this, too.
Go ahead.
We are on all podcast apps to listen to, subscribe, and please give us a 5-star rating and review. And also, word of mouth helps tremendously, so please tell someone you know or care about or don't like. I don't care. Whatever you do. Tell them about our show, and we sell merch with our logo on
we
it.
We do.
Our new logo. Mm-hmm. Go get you some. I'm going to say that.
Oh.
And we offer segment sponsorships for $50 per segment, brick and mortar, individuals, whatever you wish to
imaginary.
Do. So email us for information.
Fake, yeah.
Email us.
We don't care if it's real. Just.
Somewhere in lies the truth.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my life, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know.
Jenna told me that. I was telling some kind of story, and she goes, why do you tell stories like that? And I go, you have to have a little bit of like seasoning in your... I said, yes, I elaborate only slightly in my stories, but the majority, somewhere in between all of that elaboration is the truth.
You know, you read some good quotes from Mark Twain, but the great George Costanza once said,
oh, no.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
If you believe, that's right.
That's true. He did say that.
That's right.
The one I, yeah. Well, thank you for that, Sean. You did. Good job.
Here's to you to a job done, right? Is that what you said? Well,
yeah, Mr. Peterman. He goes, kudos, Elaine, to a job done. That's all. Nate, what do you got, brother?
Am I not Myrtle enough for the Myrtle Club?
Ooh.
Myrtle. Myrtle. That's a wrap.
There you go. That's the wrap. That's what I was waiting to hear the whole time. That's the only reason I showed up this week.
For the wrap.
I missed last week. I was like, where's Nate's? That's a wrap. Yeah. I tried to say it to myself. It just didn't work.
I stumbled into his That's a Wrap last time, too. And I was like, I'm no good at this.
I know. I didn't want to say anything.
I was like, is it time for the wrap? And I was like, did you do the wrap? He's like, oh, my gosh. Sean.
I wrote a note about that. I said, Sean, right.
Fire him immediately.
Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies.
Fire him and tell no one.
And not even him, right? I was fired 50 shows ago.
You know what, Nate? That might be the best idea I've heard all night. No. Can I read the
cut the Assler stepped on you.
No, you're right. Oh, no, you're talking about firing him.
He got all excited. Did you see that? And look in his eye.
Not even mad.
Like, yeah, I'll pause.
Not even mad. It's amazing. It says here, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode number 79 and our discussion on the Myrtle's Plantation. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, award-winning sound engineer at that. And we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.